So one of the psukim that you'll recite in every tefillah, a very famous pasuk that includes Echa. Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'Hashuva Tadei Shemeinu Kikeda. It's not just a song, it's actually a pasuk. And that pasuk has two very important elements for our tshuva process. Number one, there's a duality in this pasuk. Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha, come back to us, bring us back. V'Hashuva, and then we'll return. So tshuva is a duet, because the ultimate purpose of tshuva is not just atoning your sins, improving your character, pledging improvement. It's closest with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the great fallout of sin is that you're further away from your Ribono Shel Olam. And you know who suffers more than you do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be close to human beings. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for some strange reason, wants the Yidden, especially Jews, wants to see where his wife. And in some ways, it's just as hurtful to him as it is to us that our sins have separated and created distance. So we ask the Kaddish Baruch Hu, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha, you bring us back, and then we'll do our tshuva. You take the first step. It's a duet. We're walking towards one another. Help us in this tshuva process. In Malachi, Parag Gimel. So Malachi casts tshuva very different. Shuv alai, v'yashuv alechem lum Hashem. Hashem says, you take the first step. Shuv alai. You start the process. And then, I'll meet you halfway. V'yashuv alechem, Hashem says. We tell Hashem, We don't passen like Malachi. We passen like Shlomo. Yirmiyah, excuse me. Hashiveinu Hashem eilecha v'yashuvah. You take the first step. Hashiveinu Hashem. Sometimes in our tshuva, we're so inept, even at performing tshuva, we have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for help with tshuva. You think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the prize at the end of the process. If you succeed at tshuva, if you're close to Hashem, you'll be able to ascend the mountain of Hashem. We're also allowed to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for help in the tshuva process. One of the psukim we didn't discuss so much, Umal Hashem Elokecha es levavcha. We ask Hashem to circumcise our heart, to remove the foreskin, to allow us to feel more open to input, more sensitive. So here as well, tshuva is a duet. We want it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it. Malachi tells us that human beings have to take the first step. It's always better when human beings initiate the relationship with Hashem. Shuva Elai, Hashem tells us in Malachi. V'yashuva Elechem. You take the first step and then I'll reciprocate and I'll be there for you. But Yirmiyah said, Sometimes even that is too difficult. Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva. Please help me. Help me find you. Help me improve. I'm in that relationship. If you help me, if you jumpstart the process, if you canalize it, then maybe I'll be able to respond and to compliment and reciprocate. But I need you to take the first step, Hashem. That's one of the most desperate pleas of tshuva. I can't even perform tshuva, but I know deep down that I really want to perform tshuva. I can't even find you, but I know deep down I want to feel close with you. Please help me out. Intervene, intercede, interject yourself into my heart. And then hopefully I'll be able to respond once I feel some kindling, some ignition. Okay. The end of the pasuk. Chadei Shemeinu Kikedem. Return us to days of yore. Which days of yore are we referring to? The simple reading is, Yirmiyah is watching the Beis HaMikdash destroyed in the end of Echa. And he wants the Jewish people to return to their moment of pride when there was a Beis HaMikdash, sovereignty, a king, based in everything. Now, the witnesses of the greatest nadir, the greatest low point, the most acute tragedies, the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. But there's one interpretation in the Medrash, Chadei Shemeinu Kikedem doesn't mean return us to the days of glory, return us to the days of Adam Harisha. Reverse the fall. I want to go back not just to a point of national success and triumph, but I want to go back to a more innocent self. When man hadn't sinned, when man didn't have a Yetzihara, when man didn't have the weakness, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will was uncontested in this world. Well, that may be seen in a historical way. We all want to go back to Gan Eden, we want to regain that moment. But you could also interpret it metaphorically at a personal level. So here's a good way to think of that tshuva when you recite that Pasuk Chadei Shemeinu Kikedem. Return and renew me before. Fill in the blanks. Try to access a part of you that was lost over the last couple years of your life. Go back 4 years, 5 years, 10 years, when you used to be, fill in the blanks. Before you, fill in the blanks. We always lose parts of ourselves because that's one of the great fallouts and the great consequences of sin. We become a different person and we become very confused and very complicated and convoluted. And there was a time, remember the pure little boy at the bar mitzvah who smiled for the photographer and got all the sperm and had these great dreams of becoming, and all the bar mitzvah speeches said you'd be the next Rabbi Kivager and the next Bill Nagon. Maybe that was a little too ambitious, but. And then all of a sudden high school set in, and camp set in, and somehow we got a little distracted, and we got a little detour. So the great magic of tshuva is that human beings can offer penitence, can forgive you, but the scars always remain. If someone hurts your feelings very deeply, you can be magnanimous, and you can be gracious and forgive them, but you'll always feel that hurt. You can never return to the pre-event relationship. With a Kaddish Baruch Hu, you can. Kaddish or Meir Piketa. I don't just want to be forgiven. I want the scars to disappear. I want the impact and the toxicity to be removed. I want it to be just like it was. I want our relationship to be just as pure as it was before I failed myself, and by failing myself, I failed you. Okay, so those are two ideas to think of when we recite this pasuk. Number one, as strange as it sounds, we have the right to ask Hashem, you take the first step, and then we'll work. To respond, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha Avinu Shuva. We don't paskin like Malachi, we paskin like Yirmiyah. Malachi says, Shuva Alai V'Shuva Aleichem. We say, Hashem, I know that's ideal, but we can't even take that first step of Shuva Alai. So we'll ask you, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha, just take me. I can't even come. I just know I want to come, you take me. And then I'll come. Stick your hand down and finish prayer. Take me. That's all you have to ask for in Shuva. Forget the Kapara, ask the Slicha. Just Hashem, take me. Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha Avinu Shuva. Second idea is Chadash Emeinu Kekedem. Tshuva offers you not just improvement, but renewal. Just renewal, but restoration of innocence. Go back to that moment. Become the person you used to be. And feel that proximity and vicinity to the Chadash Baruch Hu as you used to feel. Okay, so Yashar Koach, the guy's making it through tomorrow. There's no shiur because there are Yom Kippur and everything's cleaning out to this matter. So after Yom Kippur, we'll pick up the shiur again in Mirz Hashem. We'll see what we'll learn. Yashar Koach to all the hearty and sturdy attenders came every day. You know who you are. I can see by the red in your eyes who you are. Of course, I can't see because I have too much red in my eyes. But I can imagine by the red in your eyes who you are.